Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Oh boy.
That's interesting. It didn't frustrate me like this is. And what Dan Dickerson wanted to say, this is un-effing believable. And that inning, it was like they didn't hit the ball out of the infield, man. They scored three runs on cue shots.
Quine reached on bunt single to catcher. Martinez hit sacrifice bunt. Martinez to first on throwing error by Tarek Skubal. Martinez to second. Quine to third. Ramirez reached on infield single to third. Quan scored. Martinez to third. And then you had the unfortunate hit in the face,
dude,
which was awful. The foul ball right up in the face.
I feel like that was a moment where I was like, they're done. We just got a text here from someone who said, have you ever had this little hope for a team tied for first place in your life? No. Never have. And that's why I think this is the most frustrated I've ever been with a Detroit sports team, any of the sports teams I ever wanted to win. I keep thinking the Lions never frustrated me this much all those years.
Yeah. I mean, bunt error, you know, guy gets hit in the face. You have wild pitch. You've got a balk, everything going on. Right. And I love Tarek Skubal. I did not believe him for half a second when he said after the game that he wasn't rattled. It's okay. And everybody in the world would say, gotcha. It's okay, dude. I totally feel for you.
Yeah.
To have to pitch again after that happens, your reaction said it all when you threw the glove away and covered your face. Like, what just happened? Yeah, we're all there with you, man. It's okay to come out afterwards and say, yeah, it took me a while to get my bearings back, and I could make some pitches again. But I mean, the next pitch was a wild pitch.
Well, yeah, and then I mean that was a few minutes after he long snapped our division championship hopes over the punter's head into right field. And I think that was an example of the pressure getting to him. When do you try that?
He said he tried it once before in Miami. It was the same result. And I'm watching this play last night, and I think he could have made the play if he fielded it turned and threw. I think he had way more time than he thought that he had, which is unfortunate because of what ends up happening. Maybe all this other stuff doesn't, but they scored three runs in an inning without getting it out of the infield. Wow.
Ray and Canton, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ray.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Ray?
Hey, with the way things have kind of fallen apart so drastically, they had such a great chemistry. Everybody seemed to be having a good time, and they were winning and everything. And now you don't see, there's no smiling faces. Everybody's down. Do you think there's some kind of turn in the clubhouse? Is there any kind of rumbling or something happening that things went south?
Ray, I think all things are on the table. I do not believe at all in they were winning because they were having fun and they should try to have fun. I think when you are having fun because you are winning. I've heard that for years about teams. When their things are going well, everybody's laughing and joking and having a good time. They looked like they were having a good time after Riley Green's home run, and it all fell apart. Now, is it possible that something is wrong in the clubhouse? It's possible. All things are on the table because this thing is epic. It's historic. It literally is historic.
I can't believe that there isn't somebody in there that, you know, is stepping up, that, you know, calls people aside or whatever they need to do to get people straightened out.
I can't believe AJ doesn't have the answers. He's completely flummoxed, and he's wearing it on his sleeve. You can tell. Post game last night, you could tell. Matt on a cell, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning. So hey. It's funny because, Doug, I was also watching the soccer game. And Peter Sudan was the only one who scored. I mean, it is soccer, but it was better than watching the Tigers. I got 3 points. One, the morning show, God was talking about blame. And he's right. Players don't get enough blame. I think a lot of the blame should go to the players. Because, yes, while you can blame management, they are not on the field. They're not the ones on the field playing the game. The players are. So they have to take a lot of the blame. And Scoobal, this is just my opinion, I really don't think he's a $400 million player. I don't think he should be offered something like a contract like that. And then my last opinion, which is probably unpopular and I'll get a lot of hate for, I don't think they deserve to go to the playoffs, and I really hope they don't make
it. Well, they're not playing like it. I mean, they're going to have to win some games to go to the playoffs, and baseball's so wildly streaky. If they don't win games, they're not going anyway. If they win games, you start to look better. As far as the Scoobal thing is, yeah, Scoobal's not helping himself here. And, you know, I'm not – he was still really good. And then it was kind of a fluky inning. But last year he started game 5 against Cleveland and they lost. And they had kind of that game last week, that Thursday afternoon game, Scoobal started. We had got to win it and he gave up home runs and they lost. Given the team isn't scoring a ton of runs for him, so it's not all his fault. I think his frustration is probably having to feel like he needs to be perfect. But so I still hope they re-sign Scoobal because this is more to me on the hitters. And as far as the blame game, I'm actually going to wait till the season's over before I go fully deep into it. But there's a lot of people, for a lot of people, this is trending the wrong direction, including AJ Hinch and Scott Harris and specific players. Hal and Troy, you're next. Hi, Hal.
How you doing, guys?
All right, Hal.
Okay.
I just called to critique Gator. And I say that affectionately, that I called in when the Tigers still had 40 games to play. And I don't know what their record was at the time, but they were coming off that losing streak, and the trade was done, and the trades had seemed to be taking hold and seemed to be doing okay. And you guys were making the point of those calling in and saying, hey, is the team stronger now or are they weaker? And I called in and I said, look, they're a 500 team. They're going to maybe win 90 games, and they're going to be down in a rat race with Cleveland the last six games of the year. And you guys gave me so much crap about being negative, and I wasn't trying to be negative. I was just saying that the Tigers are a 500 team back then, and they haven't been 500, but.
Yeah, they're not going to be a 500 team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm sorry?
They're not going to be a 500 team.
No, but I was saying for the last 40 games. And, you know, and they're going half of them. They're going to maybe get 90 wins, 91 wins. and they're going to be in a fight with Cleveland. And so I wasn't predicting, and I didn't. I guess I sound like I'm calling up to make I told you so type of thing. I just, it's just that they never struck me as being.
Did you at the time think they were going to miss the playoffs?
I did not.
Okay, that's all Gator said. That's literally all Gator said.
They're going to miss the playoffs?
No, he said, I don't believe.
Nobody that says anything after the trade deadline, nobody was saying they weren't going to make the playoffs.
They were saying they should have done better. They're not going to win the World Series.
Right. But not one person was thinking, well, they're not going to make the playoffs. Because they didn't make this move.
His point.
Yeah, they were 16 or 18 games above 500 at the trade deadline.
I stand corrected. I just said they're going to be in it's going to go down to the wire with Cleveland at the end of the year. And
if you thought Cleveland was going to be the team that was going to spring up, then God bless you. But I don't believe that, because nobody thought Cleveland was going to be the team that was going to rise up after they traded away after they lost a key bullpen arms.
I mean, look, let's be clear on what he said. You might have been disappointed at the trade deadline. Gator said that if you thought at the trade deadline they were going to flat out have a historic collapse and miss the playoffs, he doesn't believe you. I think there were some people out there that believed it, but that you don't think so. We do the college football blitz thingy next and more of your Tiger calls. I'm at stage three with something as it pertains to the Tigers and this epic collapse. We'll get to that today at 10:50 on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.